The meek, January 8. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Meekness is a precious grace, willing to suffer silently, willing to endure trials. Meekness is patient, and labors to be happy under all circumstances. Meekness is always thankful, and makes its own songs of happiness, making melody in the heart to God. Meekness will suffer disappointment and wrong, and will not retaliate. Meekness is not to be silent and sulky. A morose temper is the opposite of meekness, for this only wounds and gives pain to others, and takes no pleasure to itself. A meek and quiet spirit will not be ever looking out for happiness for itself, but will seek for self-forgetfulness, and find sweet content and true satisfaction in making others happy. The world's Redeemer had a greater than angelic nature, yet united with His divine majesty were meekness and humility that attracted all to Himself. The meekness of Christ, manifested in the home, will make the inmates happy. It provokes no quarrel, gives back no angry answer, but soothes the irritated temper, and diffuses a gentleness that is felt by all within its charmed circle. Wherever cherished, it makes the families of earth a part of the one great family above.